Charlotte is facing a shortage of cops. That was the simple message CMPD Chief Kerr Putney brought to the city council last night. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Last year, there were 42 murders in Charlotte, a 30-year low. This year, Chief Putney says violent crime across the city has jumped by 17.5%.
In particular, what's concerning is the about 47% increase relative to homicide numbers.
The dramatic increase isn't just for homicides. Other areas of violent crime have also spiked.
Also, we want to talk about home invasion robberies, which have increased by almost 50%.
Putney was invited to the city council in order to lay out his strategy to bring those numbers down.
My recommendation is we need to look at public safety as infrastructure.
Think about police officers like they think about roads. Add to the force as the population increases. And using 2008 as a benchmark, Putney argued the number of officers hasn't kept pace. Why 2008? It was the last time the city increased the number of CMPD officers on the beat.
We asked for 250 in 2008. We got 125.
To add context to his argument, Putney compared the number of calls to 911 over the same period. In 2008, there were roughly 750,000 calls for assistance.
And so far this year, we're in excess of 1.2 million 911 calls.
And the officers that are on the beat face a greater scrutiny from the public in what Putney referred to as the post-Ferguson era.
How we disproportionately stop minority youth, blacks in particular, let's call it what it is. And what I say is, my officers are doing exactly what I tell them to do.
An order, he says, that is driven by statistics.
Even though blacks make up 35% of the city, they're 52% of all victims of crimes that are reported in this jurisdiction.
But again and again, Putney went back to his core argument. Charlotte needs more cops to serve a city with a booming population. He told the council he'd have firm numbers on just how many new police are needed by the end of the year, just when the council's work on the next city budget begins. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.